when Loch Edge was once a reef in a subtropical sea, a pushed-up underwater shelf of ocean, hence all the fossils in my garden. It stretches as a limestone escarpment for nearly 20 miles, rising just below Much Wenlock to run like a wild woodland motorway all the way to Craven Arms. I love this place, and I walk in those woods every day. It's what anchors me to the little town most of all. It's a place of long human settlement and throws up reminders of times past hidden in the shape of the landscape and the soil beneath. There's a long history held on Wenlock Edge, and the stone itself tells the longest story of all. Laid down under a tropical sea some 400 million years ago, its stone has been quarried for millennia, from early Roman times at least, used by them in the construction of the nearby old Watling Street Road and for their county capital of Viriconium at Wroxeter, and also in the nearby Roman villas under Edgewoods. Later in the Middle Ages, it was used by the monks for building Wenlock Priory and the lower part of our Guildhall and many of the old houses around Much Wenlock, and also the new ones. The edge forms a border between the flat plains of fields below and higher levels above. Now hidden in trees, it's a place between places, a landscape and history so rich it lends itself to all kinds of legends of bandits and highwaymen. Its riddled paths feel like a game of snakes and ladders that disappear off into overgrown drovers' paths. You can easily slip down them and end in a totally different world. There are old sunken medieval trackways, or holloways as I call them, which I love to wander down, some impossibly overgrown and hidden, others eroded into steeply sided deep chasms. I often come here alone, without the excuse of walking the dog even, and deliberately go down off these lost, trodden trails where I won't see anyone. There's a shift when walking on your own, not engaged in noisy conversation, just paying close attention to the sounds, sights and smells around you. If you listen carefully, they all sound different, like learning to identify birdsong. The changing quality of the crunch of your feet stepping on dry leaves, cracked twigs, thick mud, stony paths, long prickly grass, sticky cleavers, carpets of pine needles or last year's beech nuts. Then comes the heavy silence as you travel down further into the stillness and the shade of the dense pine plantation below. I dip through the slopes, the wooded paths, and sometimes cut between impossibly steep mountain bike trails to the bottom track. Past ash, beech, birch, holly, oak, rowan, larch and yew. This is where I go off path, following fresh deer and badger tracks, through the dry scrunch of last year's leaf fall into dappled shade and delicious fresh green of soft new beech leaves, slipping away now to wind through the old holloway. It's so high in some places that I'm plunged into damp darkness despite the sunshine. I try the old Hooper's Law hedge dating system, simplified to 100 years for every species of tree counted along a 30-metre stretch. Ash, beech, birch, hazel, hawthorn, holly, hornbeam, ivy, larch, lime, oak, pine, rowan, sycamore and yew. That's a potential of at least 1,500 years old. And actually, I suspect it could be older, as we know people made tracks through these woods to the Bronze Age and Iron Age settlements nearby and the later Roman villas on the lower slopes below. It's easy to imagine those feet over 1,000 years wearing the track down in this hollow. The sides stretch up around me to 20 feet high, and I pass underneath an ancient yew and ash, wrapped in a 100-year embrace.